Well, PAL Airlines has banned two passengers indefinitely after derogatory remarks were made toward Indigenous passengers on a flight from Happy Valley Goose Bay to Deer Lake and St. John's. Now, PAL says it was deeply troubled by the nature of the remarks and saddened that their customers had to be exposed to this kind of behavior. They put out a news release yesterday. Now, this was after Peter Panashway, of course, former MP, former head of the Innu Nation in Labrador, witnessed himself, as others did on this flight earlier this week, two men who were sitting on the PAL flight coming back to St. John's making these derogatory remarks. I caught up with Mr. Panashway yesterday afternoon. Mr. Panashway, can you describe the scene that unfolded on that airplane this week?
My wife and I got on the flight 922 in Goose Bay. It was about, 7 o'clock. And when we got on the flight, and there were two gentlemen in front of us, there was no question they had been drinking and clearly visible in the way they were and loud and so forth. And then people were getting on the flight. And up the aisle, Tony Anderson was coming up. Tony is one of the most prominent, respected leaders in the NG, when it's a wood government in Northern Labrador. He's coming up, and this guy says, "Here comes the Eskimo." And Tony walks by, and the guy says, "Did you smell him?" They all giggled and laughed. And that was the beginning of our trip. The door was open, and Buddy called out, and he said, "Close the door. Igloo land is, it's too cold. Close the door." That was sort of the commentary he was making. And all through the flight, he would call out to his friends who were sitting, a couple rows down, "Can you smell scallops? Can you smell scallops?" And that was in reference to his earlier comments. It's just terrible.
There was another incident involving a woman on the flight who was on a telephone.
When we landed in Deer Lake, there was an Innu woman that was sitting across the aisle from us. And she got on the phone and started talking Innu. And then one of the guys in front said, "What's that funny language?" And the other guy mimicked the Innu woman. And then they all giggled and laughed about it, right? And another item was that they were going through the in-flight magazine, and in there, there's an article about Cain's Quest. They looked at the picture of Mark Nui, one of the respected Innu leaders in Innu Nation and who's involved with Cain's Quest. And they laughed about it and made comments about it. It was not a nice experience. And all through the flight, they would sing this song, "Dirty Old Town." You know that song, "Dirty Old Town"?
Yes. What was going through your mind while all this was unfolding, and your wife?
It's frustrating because, this is not new for us, but it's new in a way that people seem to be more confident now to be openly racist towards minorities, and in this case, Innu and Inuit from Labrador. What's causing it? I don't know. There's more confidence. Is it because there's more talk about it in the States? Is more talk about it in Canada? The Perry Trimper case, blackface comments. It was so open. Afterwards, when we got off the flight in St. John's, I was waiting for Tony to get off the flight because he was behind me. So when he got off, Derek and I and his buddy, I said, "Tony, did you hear what was going on?" And Tony said, "No, I'm half deaf." He said, "The only thing I heard, something about Igloo Town," he said. "Oh," I said, "they were making comments about Igloo Town being cold." I said, "Oh, okay, I heard that much," he said. And then these two gentlemen come out from the washroom. And, of course, they knew what I was doing, right, talking to Tony and so forth. And one guy whispers to the other guy, and the other guy says, "I'm not f***ing apologizing to anybody." And then they walked by, and they were being mouthy and making all kinds of comments.
Did you say anything to them while you were on the flight?
I did not, no. I did not. It's not a good time, in my view, to say anything in a situation like that, particularly when people are drunk. And it would not be, you'd never know what the outcome would be, particularly when they're drunk and in flight. So it's not something that I would ever make a commentary on during a flight.
What did your wife say to you afterwards? What was she feeling?
She felt uncomfortable and a little bit scared. And she said, what are they going to do? What was so difficult for us, for Marianne and I, is because there were two Inuit elders from Northern Labrador. One was with his son, and the other one was with his daughter. All these commentaries were being made, "Hey, can you smell the scallops?" That's the comment you heard on plane, eh? "Can you smell the scallops?" How do you deal with that?
How do you explain that to the young people?
Well, how do you explain it to the elders, right? Where's this attitude coming from? Fred, I know you can't change people, especially when they're about 65 years old, I suspect. You can't change them. They're set in their ways. They're never going to change. But can you at least wait till you get home and, have that attitude at your house or in the privacy of your own room, right? But in a public place like that to make those comments, is not appropriate, and it's very disrespectful, and it's hurtful. Hurtful to people like myself, to the Inuit, and to the elders, to the other people that were being targeted. Very hurtful. The CEO of Provincial Airlines called me, and he wanted to know what happened, so I explained the situation. I said, Kevin, I said, there's two things that I expect from you. One, I'd like to see those two people banned from the airline. And number two, I'd like to see alcohol banned on your flights. Because Provincial Airlines is a flight that we Inuit people and Inuit supported through all those times. And the Inuit people were the first ones to partner with Provincial Airlines when Boise Bay got started. Then I told Kevin, I said, I'm going to be watching what you do on this one. Because this is important. And it's important to the people of Labrador. I'm going to watch what they do because it's... If they do nothing, that tells us something, doesn't it? If they say they're not banned from the flight or not going to do anything about alcohol on the flights, it says something about the airline. But I'm going to be watching.
Mr. Panashue, I'm sorry this happened to you and your wife and the elders who were on that flight. Thanks for telling the story, though. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. We need to keep talking about racism and if we're going to change the attitude of our peoples.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.